In the case against the wall in this gallery, you can see examples of the different types of equipment used for cooking, preparing and storing the food on board the ship. These include the plates and bowls that the crew ate from, the tankards they drank from, and even things like a bread trough for preparing bread. But among all these objects in the lower decks, we also found examples of the food they never ate because the ship sank. We have fish bones, pork bones, beef bones, and even some venison bones, which were reserved for the officers on board. You can see plum stones and peppercorns that were found on board and show how the meals could be spiced up for the officers. Bones of a rat show that the ship's dog could certainly have helped as a rat catcher. It is incredible that these tiny aspects of Tudor life have survived, together with all the thousands of objects that we found on board the ship. The touchscreen in this showcase is a game where you can test to see how good you would have been at cooking on board the ship for 500 men, as well as for all the officers.